Syria's deadly battle has no end in sight. Panama protests bring ministry to a screeching halt, and grandmothers are coming to the rescue in Haiti. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Hundreds are dead as civil conflict continues in Syria. The United States has now closed its embassy in Damascus. This following Russia and China's veto of a UN Security Council plan to end the violence. Syrian forces are now bombarding protesters in Homs. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle is in the Middle East this week.
We know believers there, and it's extremely difficult. Some are predicting that the Assad regime will fall. Others are saying he's going to just dig in and never go down. So it doesn't look like any end in sight.
Some believe President Assad will drag Israel into the conflict to force people to forget about his crimes against his people. However, Doyle says the climate for change is perfect for many people to turn to Christ.
We are hearing that nominal Christians, Muslims, Alawites, Druze in Syria are much more open to hearing about Christ. In fact, in some cases, have been seeking out Christians.
Hear Doyle's full interview at our website. Next, Mission Network News' Ruth Kramer is in Egypt reporting on an unusual angle on the Cairo story.
The name Tahrir is on a lot of people's lips. It means freedom for Egypt, but it might not happen the way you might think. We met with a Coptic church leader this week who told us through a translator that the barrier of fear has been demolished. It boils down to God moving through church pastors across denominational lines, unifying them and giving everyone the same message.
By the end of 2010, something great will happen. The first 20 minutes of 2011, the bombing of the Alexandria church happened.
Even while they were in shock, they knew it was the beginning of something big.
Sometime later, 25th of January, revolution started. We saw the incidents happening, but we were telling ourselves that there was something even spiritual that's going to happen, a big spiritual event.
And revival is gaining ground.
I believe what happens here is transferring Egypt to the outside world.
Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News, Cairo.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Dangerous protests in Panama are affecting Operation Mobilization teams. Police have responded with tear gas as a group of indigenous tribal members protest government approval of mining in their region. The tribe is currently blocking a major highway in Panama. Ministry's been directly affected. OM team members can't get to the ministry base, and some have even had to be removed from their area yesterday. Pray for peace so outreach can continue. Next, if you're a grandma, Haiti needs your help. Since the 2010 earthquake, the severe poverty in Haiti has been on the rise. Moms are getting desperate.
As jobs are non-existent and food is very scarce, the young kids are panicking. So they're taking their children back to their grandmas, which puts the little one's great-grandma in charge of them.
That's for Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart. She says these grandmas want to help their great-grandkids but don't have the ability. For Haiti wants to help too.
Can we challenge the grandmas and the great-grandmas if they can spare $5 or $10 that will really make an impact on these children that are relying on us?
Contact us to help. And Wycliffe Associates would like you to continue praying for their training center in Papua New Guinea. About 375 Bible translation projects are either completed or in the process of being completed in PNG, but at least 300 still remain. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says without resources for facilities, training, and equipment, they can't respond to the need. Your support will help finish the training center project, enabling nationals to get the training they need to complete Bible translation. Our website will connect you. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Biblica would like to give you a free pocket-sized Gospel of John to use or give to a friend. The Gospel of John takes us from in the beginning to a new beginning, inviting readers to receive the offer of new life in Jesus' name. Get your pocket-sized Gospel of John. Just call 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.